Yes. Come on.
His first meeting with
this
God.
This needs to be given to God. So he's led there. Yeah. Well, he has everything there. Father wants you as you are. So you go there. Yes. Because he liked that so, I don't know. He sort of scrub the head and everything, and just lather the whole body and give a good scrub. And everything is there, and then pour water one after the other would be done. And the other five would be seated there. He would see that they also watch this. Otherwise, sometimes they would be very hesitant to go. But knowing that he is taking bath, the other one would follow. You see, like that. So he was a great psychologist also. So he did it all in the presence of the others also. They were watching the routine. So it was just a common thing, one after the other. Then he would dry each one, you see, with a big towel and all that. Each one had his own towel. And then a fresh robe would be. And no pajama or anything inside, you see, with them. There would be a long robe, white robe, kafan, as we call it. So that was given, you see, and he was made to serve. In the meantime, it was the duty of Baidul and the other assistants to keep, dust his bed, you see, whatever it was. And everything, you see, his blanket and everything, and keep it clean. Make it clean and ready for him to be received there. So he would be taken there and he's made to sit there, or he might feel like going, retiring or sleep after a good bath, hot water bath. So he was permitted. All the six would be given that bath. Then whosoever is next turn, you see, who didn't have the crop, they must also have bath. How can they be without bath for 3 days or so like that? So almost every, I think, third day, they each one had it. Depending upon the number of people that were there, you see. So they were given the bath. And after the bath was given, then Baba washed his hands. And I still remember with the soap, you see, the whole thing would turn white, you know that. It's caustic. It's caustic after all. So even after you wash your hands, what is it that remains that white? White? Mm-hmm.
That's
yes, his hands would become like that. So then sometimes we'd put some oil or something like that. So then it was all right for him, because now he wants to wash his hands and all, so that he has to feed now. He will become the mother now, to each one of them. So they are all seated. Now they are all separated, you see, according to the intensity of madness, the degree of madness. Those who can eat by themselves, they are given their own, this Baba serves with his own hands and serves them and places the plate, you see. They are all seated like that. All these mad people, each one are given like that. And then Baba, with the aroma of it, Baba signals to pin Baidul, it's nice, it's delicious. This is delicious. So then each one is given a plate like that, you see. When he serves a potato or some vegetable, is given with the curry in that and everything. He doles out, he serves. And he goes and places the plates. So Baba says, come on, eat. And those that are rowdy, or those who are just lost and they don't know how to eat, they don't eat without being fed. There are people like that. They don't drink without offering water or anything like that. Not only offering, we have to make them drink. So those were segregated. So they would be put in a bench, you see. Long bench was there. The big platter would be there. He would serve that food for them all. And there, it was very quick. What would happen is that a person would be helping Baba with the platter, holding that, and Baba would be just rolling one morsel like that and putting in the mouth of one. Then the next one, the next one, the next one. By the time this person has finished his morsel, he's ready to give this next morsel. Mm-hmm. And likewise, he would feed all these children. He would calm them, he'd laugh and smile and give to the few, and just coax them to eat and all that. That he would do. These people were specially treated by Baba. While he would turn back and says, why don't you eat? Come on, eat. You want more? He was very active at the time, very homely atmosphere. And then the food is finished, he would wash his hands again and all that. And then those who smoke bidis or cigarettes would offer him.
No story, no story, yeah?
Yeah. Let's talk about the weather.
So tell a bad story.
No bad. No bad story, how can you say bad? Stories are always good. No? Stories are always good stories. How can we say bad stories? That's what we like to say. What do you want from me? Desculpa, né? Ah, aparecendo, não é isso?
Tell us about the accident.
Oh, 56. I have two daddy.
Yeah.
They don't give you the money back?
I wouldn't mind hearing about it.
Oh, yes.
I never heard that.
Huh?
I never heard that story.
Yes, I'm willing to tell you, but I think you won't understand what I'm talking.
Okay.
You can't hear my...
Yeah, I can. You can understand.
Well, after accident, I lost my speech.
I can understand.
I can't. Oh, no. I'm very heavy.
Yeah.
Due to the head injury. So,
it's
going to be very difficult for me to
utter
a word.
Slam strain on
you. Won't, no. I don't mind if I sin, but you won't follow me.
No, we follow you. You then? We can follow you now. Right now, we understand.
So, morning, I'm going to face this hurt. But the, as day end, you know, it was very difficult.
Just
in 1956, before the accident, few months before, oh, 5 or 6 months before that, Bauer circuit letter in India, I don't know about the West, but the Indian Bauer circuit letter, that he's going to have another accident.
He said that?
Yes. In India, and then my close one is one of the close one will die. And somewhere we were injured in the accident. And it was the worst accident than America. And then what happened? Then in that circular he mentioned that I'm in civilian, no one should try to see me or write to me, no correspondence. And if you see me on the road passing, turn your face and go away. So, because Baba used to go to Masur, and in Masur, some accident in some town, somewhere, Baba was there, and then they said they turned the phone and go away, not to disturb. And in 1950, we went so many Masur. The last time, just before accident, few days before accident, we had a long journey in car, and all the time our ear used to drive, and we were accompanying him. We went throughout many places. And especially last time we went there to south, Bangalore side down. And we journeyed throughout day and night, non-stop. In the way we used to stop to eat some salt, standing eating some zanami. And when it was, we were tired also, I was tired, everyone tired. And when we returned, and that day, Baba said, now we'll go to Pune. And Pune was to relax. And Baba's lesson was to watch some cricket game. Baba liked that game very much because he was a very good player in that game. He was a champion, he was a very good player himself. There was another story about that. But he played, he liked the game to rest. Now every Sunday in Pune, that time, in winter especially, November, December, they play cricket match in all the Pune clubs, rugby clubs, schools and all this. So, we wrote a letter telling him to Jal. Jal was in Pune, Baba's brother. And we were in Satara. It's a south of Pune, 60 miles south of Pune, a town called Satara. We were staying there at that time. We sent telegram to Jal, see, arrange for a good match. And Baba, Jal knew Baba taste. It was the best match, good match. Not small for boys playing. So he used to grant, and find out all the clubs. and then we came from Bhutan. And every Sunday, those days, every Sunday we used to fast, not 24 hours fast, and not to eat or drink water. So we are on fast with it. So there was no question of food or anything. We went in the car to go and come back in the evening.
To the cricket match?
To see the cricket match, 6 years, 5 miles away from Sarda, see, watch it, come back in the evening.
In Pune?
In Pune.
Sata is 65 miles
south of Pune.
Okay.
So we went there in the morning. And before leaving, Baba used to say to the girl, especially Mera, every time they used to come back, every time we used to go, Masa used to give the date. Every time for a few hours used to give time. So I will come by 6 o'clock, not before 6. So they are free, they can do their work. Otherwise, all the time they are watching, Baba will come now, Baba will come. They don't do their work. So Baba used to give them time. They are free till 6. By 6, not before they will come. So we left. Left, we watched the game. And Baba liked the game. And Baba also used to do, Baba used to sit in the car. We were out of the car. And dirty. Baba never used to improvise in the car.
He watched the game from the car?
Yeah. We used to take our mirror and see under a tree and then the pier, we can see watch properly. He never used to go in the crowd and sit there. So, we were out. We watched the game. It was interval 12:30 for food, lunch. We went for lunch. So, there was 1 hour for lunch. So, we said, come on, let's go somewhere, boss. Because we have not to take lunch. In the end of time, was come on, let's go to the military academy in Pune. So we come on, let's go and see that place. And that day, Chawan line came, you know, same day. So we went there to watch the game. So Chawan line went in the morning to that place, military academy. Nehru and Chawan line, they went. Chinese Prime Minister. Chowan
Prime Minister.
He visited that place. And Nehru and Chowan, because we were crossing, entering Pune, our car was stopped. The car was there. Because the car was passing. Chowan Land car was our car was stopped there. But police, we stopped there and we saw the car was passing. And they were going to see the academy. And we were watching. Then afterwards, we went there, watched the game. And by the time we went there, they left the place. And we also let us go there. Where Chawan Lang and Nehru went. So we went there down the hall. Room of the car, big place.
It's an academy.
Again. Big place, room of the car. Oh, they were not, I don't know, upset or out. But they know God, whom we are some big person or some dumb. So we went round and came back. After coming to the ground, the playing saw it was time pass, so we must go now. Game will start. And Baba was in good, happy mood. And we are coming in the thick of a city, the car goes very slow in Pune city. So the car was passing in the car, a taxi. Mm. In taxi, there were Baba lovers of Pune. Pune Center. Ram Krishna and other people, they were there. And they were passing. Gadi ka. So Gadi was very near Baba, very lover. Ram Krishna knew, very new. He had no idea. Then they were passing. That's when we saw, and this was when we saw them. The Baba said, did you saw them? I said, we saw them. They also saw us. And they went and asked me, because I was sitting behind, Baba was in front. So, was they are following us or not? That car. The car ahead of following us. So I was watching. I said, they are gone. After every few hours, they are gone. They said, no, they are following Baba. They are coming. They turned.
They did.
They did before. They're foreigners. All I have is Congo, there's a tower in the city, you know, we're Thailand. Tomorrow we went to Ogham. They have a few visas, so no, I feel all the visas. They are not foreigners, the visas, now we are safe. But don't know, after a few, we went there. Oh, good to get me. My father, the brother, said, we started, we were watching a game, and I was standing. All of a sudden, I was standing, the car was like this, and Baba was sitting near the window, watching, and I was standing outside, even, because I was most interested, I'm interested in cricket. And we both were discussing how the body and batting and all this, and we discussed the game. And Baba's brother, Jal was, Baba used to ask him to go, and I asked, who's the name of the player? The name of the ball. Every time the player and brother were changing, so Baba used to ask Jal to go, and what the score is there. Every now and then, Baba Jal used to go and come back. Near the pavilion, where the crowd was there, pavilion, near that, our undertaker was standing. Suddenly, once I turned my face, for some reason, I saw those people standing another tree, the taxi is there, and they are watching us.
I thought this was after the cricket game. They followed you.
They were there. Then I saw them standing. So I came home. If I tell Baba, Baba loses mood, he will spoil the mood, and he will return. So I went in the car, said, Mr. Baba must not see me. So I said, what happened? I didn't tell Baba. But actually, Jal was coming from Pavilion. He saw, facing his way, he saw this. And instead of telling who's playing, he said, Baba, those people are the followers, and they are here in the tree. They're standing there. What? He asked me, you see. I prayed and was born. Here, Baba, they are there. Then, I asked me, go and tell them. Have you received my circular? You see, yes. Have you read all the things in this? Also, the point, they're not to see me as return your face and go away and don't disturb me. You know, and still you disobey this order and follow me and disturb me. I came here for relaxing all the things, what they're doing. And I said, Gharika, now he's dead, Gharika. Very good love, very good love. I said, Vali, what you have done? Baba said, Baba came here for a lesson. And he didn't know, yes, we got a circular, we know this point, but still we can't, we don't come here. For that we are standing so long as we want to see. But you have not to see, turn your face and go, what do you know that? You want to see him. I said, I'm sorry, now what to do, please tell me what to do. I said, no, I won't. I can't give you advice. If you ask me first before that, I would have advised you. But now you have broken order, Baba's order, now what to tell you now? I went, no, should we go ask him? I said, go ask him now. So I went back, and Baba said, what they said? I said, they asked me what to do. Then, you were sitting behind the lamp, smoking, sitting and smoking.
Who was?
Yeah.
Smoking?
Sire. At that time you were smoking. You were smoking on side, sitting on side, and smoking. Before Baba was not smoking, but Baba knew you were smoking. You were smoking on corner, and we were into my son Jag, we were standing and discussing. Then Baba said, come on, let's go home. We turned. Send them a car, turn the car, went near them. And they were all standing there. Baba stopped the car near the car, called them. And I'm very cool, and why you have broken my orders? I came here for a lesson, I'm tired for all these days. All the boys, we are must do for all these days. Now today I want to relax my lesson, this thing, and you disturb me. I'm going. And we are so young. So I forgive you now. You go home, don't worry. I didn't like all this. And we left. We left, we dropped Jal and Meji Jabawa picked up. And we dropped them at their home and we left. And we were there, we three, doctor and Nilu, was sitting here. In the middle, I was in Houston. In front, Eric and Baba. And he was saying, Baba was fast driving. He was saying, is it fast driving? Then suddenly, Baba, after a few miles, we must not reach before 6. He said, now? Is it 3:44 going now? How is it possible? We'll be down in the so 4:35, we'll be there. But how is it possible? Then do one thing. We better sit under a tree or somewhere, relax, we play some car or something. We used to carry some everything. You know, because Baba, anytime Baba comes, we want to play car or game or something. So all the game thing, I was in charge of this game. The sports thing, so everything I was getting. So we play car. So no, I think, let's go. Then he began to say, Daddy, because Baba said not to go reach there before. So slow. Baba said, why is this slow? I don't know. If I drive fast, we'll reach there. Then we'll go somewhere, turn, take turn, long turn, then no, go straight. Go straight, fast you want, then we'll go straight. And this fellow was going on. And he was reading his hand, both time, and his feet.
Feet.
Because the engine. So he said, no, you come in front, I will go back. So we both, myself, we still went in front, seat. Baba came back. I'll go front again. So we changed also the same seat. So my seat was third, I was sitting third. But next time when I changed, I came in middle. First I was there, Vishnu was middle, Nicholas. Then when Baba changed the seat, then I too, I said.
Vishnu or Rustam?
Vishnu. Vishnu. I said this one. So Vishnu was here. And then what Baba did, Baba put his leg on the dashboard, you know, in front of the dashboard. Mm. He put his leg like sitting like this.
Does he do that often?
No, sometimes. When it gets, you know,
it's too hot down.
So you still give it like that. And he was giving it. And then, while they were doing it, and they were talking. Because why didn't Baba didn't want to go earlier, because he gave the word, I won't be here before 6. So if we go before 6, surprise, we will do something, some sleepy or something. So Baba said, I want to avoid, I want to go straight and fire on. And this was going to. And by the way, our car brushed the small, culvert and bridge.
Yeah, cover bridge and ditch.
So, stone wall there. So, he rubbed the body of the car and removed the door and all that open and thrown away. The car went and down. And thrown away either Dr. Nishkant and myself out of the car. And Baba and Vishnu were sitting. And while Baba was sitting like, he got a jerk, broke his hip joint, and cut his tongue.
Cut his tongue? Yeah. Cut his tongue?
Tongue. Yeah. His tissue was gone. So this was due to that, because his leg was here. And he broke his hip joint, was so shocked, he bent it. And we were not, I was unconscious. And we had no idea. Where we are also. Eric broke all the ribs.
All his ribs?
In his both side. But still, he was a little bit conscious. He got up. And he wanted to see what's Baba. He went to see Baba in car. Vishnu got down to see Baba. Vishnu got nice shot and some pain, but not wound. And then he come and saw Baba. So you see his home. Baba's body saw something huge and bleeding, His tongue was cut, he was bleeding. All that, something. some huge. I couldn't make out who is this Baba. The car, he was, the car was so bad.
Baba was huge.
Huge, yeah. We couldn't get for a few minutes to see Baba. Then slowly he came out. Then saw Baba. And by the time the earth came, he saw Baba. He went straight away on the road again. And he tried to stop one car. One car, small car, going towards Satara with whole family, small car. Whole family, overcrowded car. He said, they have accident, and please take 2 persons in your car. You take 2 persons. He said, you see my car is all loaded, we are sitting on left hand, how can we carry you? Tell us. Then he told me, the accident is Mirabal. When he heard the name Baba, because that man heard about Baba. He never saw Baba, he was not Baba lover, but he heard about him somewhere. So, then he said, I will do something. 2 persons, I can take one. But why two? Because he knew that Baba is not speaking, and how can he guide the man to his place?
Baba was conscious or unconscious?
Conscious. Baba was conscious. But how can he guide them? So he wanted to send Vishnu Master, because Vishnu was wanting all right, so Vishnu can guide and take Baba to our place. And the man didn't know. So anyhow, they took Baba and Vishnu and they went in Baba. And here, again stopped, one lorry was coming, truck, one truck was coming, and he was going to Pune. He stopped him. And he said, we'll pay you, come on, take these 2 bodies, 3 of us. And with the help of some car was on the road, some few people came there, they lifted our body. I was unconscious for 2 or 3 days. And our body was lifted and kept.
But Baba, they moved him, his hip was broken, and they put him in
the
car.
No, Baba walked all the way.
He walked?
No, he had no idea.
He walked all the way.
Walked? From down, on the road, he walked. We knew his mouth.
We knew his mouth. His mouth. But he didn't know anything about the hip.
No, he didn't know. From the car, he went to the room also.
He went to the room in the
house.
Hospital.
No idea. Not hospital. The house.
The house.
And then he called the doctor in the house.
Now called the doctor and says, given stitches in my tongue without taking chloroform or anything.
Nope.
No. 3 stitches was given. No. Surgeon came there. And the plasma and everything. For X-ray, he was taken to hospital for X-ray, and then X-ray and the plasma was given to home. And donkey and the way, they were looking after. And then he took our body in the truck, and when he sat in the truck, then he went conscious.
So Erich?
Yeah. Till then, he was conscious. He helped us.
And they took Erich to the house also?
No, so then we went first to the house.
House first.
He gave the address to Ravan Avenue, and he took us, and there, then God, then then we stood all right. Once. Then we went there, and then we were taken to hospital, we 3. And doctor was declared dead. Then the surgeon came and saw us in the house, and they saw we were there. He's dead, and we were unconscious. I was breathing. He said, no, he's alive. We'll see him from years. Then he was, people were taken to the hospital, kept there. And he was declared, the postmortem was done, and the police inquiry began to come. They thought some driver was drunk or something, and he must have killed something. One man was dying. The police inquiry was started. The case was there for a long time. We used to attend the court.
Vishnu Master was
in
pretty good shape at the next.
Yeah. Yeah, you were shocked up.
Huh?
You were shocked up so, and you got some pain, injury, but there was no wound or anything. But it was all right. But he managed. But he was shocked so much, so he was talking something with other also. Because Bhava was at home. When Bhava saw him, Vishnu was speaking something lovely and excited, you know. For 1 or 2 days, he was very much excited. Then the bomb and his son telling him everywhere, in front of everyone, so everyone, another Bombay people began to go. And the man who came there and saw and for whom he returned. When he came, I was in caution. Sometime one thing I was conscious of something. He came and saw me, and somebody bowed to me. I told him that for you came in Sivas, Baba, and all, for that, that. So you also began to cry.
Got it, Kim?
Got it. He was a very good man, very simple man, very good man. But began to cry. I was not
what I do. Where was Bao?
Bao was in Asaka, I know.
It's Chitar.
You said this? Who said this to him?
I for that, and for the joining of the pelvis is gone up and down. So my leg is a little shorter than this one.
Yeah.
Half inch. A little less than half inch.
Yeah.
Shorter. So far I have two old legs. And this, up to now, not in good shape. For 2 11, more than 1.5 years I was in bed. I was all the time sure, walking on wheelchair just like Kekoma.
Yeah.
That wheelchair is
ice.
I used to go on wheelchair all the time. Then the Sawas came and then Bao was after me. I said, Bao is hopeless. Why did you keep me also? Like, look, I would have gone nicely. What was the use of a crippled man staying with you? Then Bao said, we will walk you one day, don't worry. Then he asked, instructed Dr. Dungi, you are seeing in Mehrab. And he Bao sent me there. I asked Dr. Dungi to make him walk. And poor donkey, he took care. And the Sawas came. And one day, he began to try to teach me to walk on scratches. So I was trying to walk on scratches, and he called me. I came with scratches and car. And when I come, who climbed the steps here also? He said, yeah, I went inside. And there was discussion. I think I was asking all my help. No, we have to the Sawas, we have to manage. I thought in mind, so I can't walk or do anything. And how can I manage all of Sawas? And those days, Sawas means we have to boarding, lodging, everything. And we used to cook our food and supply them. No, there are shops, a tea shop or food. We have to do everything. And that too, Western, Eastern, both of Bao said. Bao was different. Well, he used to walk slowly, but very different. Few steps.
Mm.
He used to live in a lifting chair.
Yeah.
First, you know, first accident didn't have favor so much. He gave some margarita after first accident. But in second accident, finished. And then, I was worrying, how can I marry now? And both of them, but I can't sit Baba. Because Baba enters in the work to me, and how can somebody, he knows my condition, how can I tell him how I can't do it? I said, I will try my best. I was so true. Because all these years to do, further Baba and me. Then I plan for Western up there, and Eastern all down, and meeting all down. Big meeting on these two areas, separate. Bars will come then, all this together, the dormitories, kitchen, dining hall, all separate, metro, everything. Just like this time.
Yeah.
But this time, we gave contract to her lodging, her body. But this time, our time, we used to do our cooking and giving food and all this.
They used to do the cooking.
Yeah, Chagal Master in charge. I used to do that. I used to supply whatever he wants. He turns to everything. He was giving me this. I used to bring him here. So, the Western Wall, I prepared, planned everything. When Bao came, we went to the car upstairs and showed him. Where the sleeping arrangement is, and all this after Western, downstairs. Showed him his power. Then after a few days, I got news. Bao said, Western are cancelled.
I heard you sing. I was happy. I can consider our money.
After,
yes.
We got 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm only over 5 minutes.
See, that's just a second. Talk fast.
Oh, too late. What do you see next Sunday?
Next Sunday. Is it no Saturday? Not Saturday.
No. Saturday.
Sabbath
day. No, Jew, I'm Jew. Sabbath day.
You're Jew.
No, Saturday. No? You don't do it. Oh, you don't know. I know.
Yes.
Kitty? Yeah. You remember one day I was so surprised to find you right inside. And I got
in that case, the cow in the new life, he quotes the Bible frequently, talking about suffering.
That is if you look forward in some kind. Laying in stocks of stuff, grains and things. And she had this garland, fresh garland in her hand. And that's what everybody did. And she had the niceties of people. She was a very correct person, very intelligent, very witty. And but while she was back, she was thinking of all the things she was going to tell that old man.
There you wake and walk and talk and eat and like that. Then eating time also is different. There's a thing that sets your time on.
I didn't bother me much.
Some get. But for some only 1 or 2 days get tired. Everything reaction comes because our body demands the time.
Well, Marshall, oh, he's just come down from seclusion and he's just going up the cloud. So we said you had to have Rosie to bring him up. And she's a very nice girl.
Isn't she nice?
Yes.
But he brings him out.
Yes.
And he brings her out, I guess.
No, well, Rosie was always sweet about Marshall.
Yes.
But they were saying how they got married on certain conditions, you know, when they went to the site.
Oh, yes.
And then
they really got married on the way to Savannah, as a matter of fact.
Yes. They were just there for a few hours.
Yes.
And they didn't want witnessing, they didn't want this, they didn't want that, you know, all these conditions. And only then they decided to get married. And that's how it was.
And they just got married. Yes. They have all the trimmings.
And even the minister or the person who married them was blind.
No.
Yes! So we don't bother with them.
We love him blind. Just follow the witness.
He was the best man, too.
And he said, and they were just there for 3 hours to get some job business there.
Yes.
And he said, if they could get, what wanted the certificate permit to get married within those 3 hours. That was good.
Virginia's.
There were no problems.
Virginia's mom, I cooked myself.
And now I don't know.
Like mommy and daddy.
And what they do? They
tell the servants to make bath water and cook good things.
They think also she cooks, or they ask food from outside.
They've just started staying there since Friday. Mm-hmm. So now they will eat there tonight. Mm-hmm. We'll see. They buy butter.
Because they can eat Indian time. Yeah. They can tell that servant make little bhaji, not very hot, not like that.
Oh, she made bhaji?
She can cook it. Bhaji or anything, vegetable we have to bring and give her.
Yes.
And make her not to make very hot, then they will cook in there only.
Mm.
It will do. Only must not too much oil or not chilies.
Yeah.
Then they cook it, simple way.
I like bhajis. Mm. Bhajis, how do you make? Just with flour?
No, bhajani. Bhaji, bhaji. Bhaji means spinach.
Palak.
Alag bhaji, methi bhaji. Indian, we have 13 kind of spinach.
Well, bhajan.
Methi bhaji.
No, but you know those little things with flour?
Bhajia, bhajia.
You just put flour and
flour, onion, kothmir, chili, haldi, yes. Everything mixed with that, and then you fry that meat.
I like both. So what are you making for dinner tonight?
Oh, rice, dal and rice.
Dal and rice. Different kind of dal?
Plain dal today. Yesterday we made the spicy dal. Sometimes different kind of spicy dal.
Masoor dal?
No, I sometimes take half masoor and half tuli. Both half of mix. Sometimes only masoor, sometimes.
For Baba also, you made
dal. Mostly Baba like plain dal and naito. We call them saag. It's spicy dal with different kind of rice, different fried onion and things, and then we cook rice in that. That we call vaghar rice. That always them saag is, Baba liked it. Here also Mali likes it.
Mm.
Every week I have to make her, sometimes twice a week. Dal saag and plain dal also mostly. Twice a week. Yeah. Like this week. Dal mostly. 2 days dal, 3 days dal, and 1 day curry or something. Again 2 days dal, 1 day again.
Do these servants want to cook for you?
They do, but supervising, swing. Because not one, people or two people. Mm. We are here 7 or 8, monthly 5, 6. And that's a driver, here 2, 3 servants, then another boy. How many? Almost 14 pupils we have daily, every day. Everything. The grains, the grain you don't get like West, all clean and nice. Here there is stone, you have to look up to the grain. Wheat also, rice also, jowar also. So many jowar bakri, they have to make it. Only for dog, 5 bakri goes.
Daily. Just for the dog?
Just for the dog. And then every day 15 bakri they make, because 3 pots every day eat only a bakri.
Yeah.
No rice and no wheat. And like that, so much for garments of servants.
So,
You want to go or no? Or you want to stay?
I don't mind going. Sure, of course I want to go. Yeah.